After we left the spike at Lower Binfield, Paddy and I earned half a crown at weeding and sweeping in somebody's garden, stayed the night at Cromley, and walked back to London. I parted from Paddy a day or two later. B lent me a final £2, and, as I had only another 8 days to hold out, that was the end of my troubles. My tame imbecile turned out worse than I had expected, but not bad enough to make me wish myself back in the spike or the auberge de Jean Cottard. Paddy set out for Portsmouth, where he had a friend who might conceivably find work for him, and I have never seen him since. A short time ago I was told that he had been run over and killed, but perhaps my informant was mixing him up with someone else. I had news of Bozo only 3 days ago. He's in Wandsworth, 14 days for begging. I do not suppose prison worries him very much. My story ends here. It is a fairly trivial story, and I can only hope that it has been interesting in the same way as a travel diary is interesting. I can at least say, here is the world that awaits you if you are ever penniless. Some day I want to explore that world more thoroughly. I should like to know people like Mario and Paddy and Bill the Moocher, not from casual encounters, but intimately. I should like to understand what really goes on in the souls of plongeurs and tramps and embankment sleepers. At present, I do not feel that I have seen more than the fringe of poverty. Still, I can point to one or two things I have definitely learned by being hard up. I shall never again think that all tramps are drunken scoundrels, nor expect a beggar to be grateful when I give him a penny, nor be surprised if men out of work lack energy, nor subscribe to the Salvation Army, nor pawn my clothes, nor refuse a handbill, nor enjoy a meal at a smart restaurant. That is a beginning.
That was Jeremy Northam reading Down and Out in Paris and London by George Orwell. You may like to know that George Orwell's 1984, read by Philip Glenister, and Animal Farm are also available from CSA Word. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.